I'm going to talk for a little bit. So this is what I've been learning. It's important to learn how to express yourself, even if you don't think that you can be real. Like, you should just still try to be real, because for a long time in my life, I came from a place of fear when I would speak to people, because I did not want them to, like, dislike our interaction or dislike me. And so that's coming from a place of, like, real disempowerment, because when you move like that, because let me tell you something, I was raised as a people pleaser. I was raised in a really severe environment. So this actually contributed to the reason why I am the way I am. And it made me really just the way I am, you know, just really harsh, not harsh, but like, I'm a perfectionist, okay? With myself and with my life, huge perfectionist. I like things to be done perfectly. I like perfect executions, even in relationships, even in friendships. And the thing is about that is that, you know, that's not how it should be, because things are meant to, like, things should flow, even in business. But the thing is that, you know, I was raised, again, in a really severe environment. So, like, nothing was flowing. Everything was, like, rules, regulations, like, also about, like, how I should be and everything. It's interesting because, that's kind of the reason why I am the way I am in terms of, like, perfectionism and stuff. This is not talked about. My podcasts are different from my YouTube videos. I'm more myself on my podcast because you can't see me. You can only hear me. I get to talk to you. That's, like, everything I've always wanted, is to talk to an audience that would listen and understand and get it. And I just, you know, if you don't get it, don't watch or don't listen, you know. But yeah, so anyway, so my point is that I was raised in a really severe environment, right? So this is why, like, with myself, I'm really, like, hard on myself, but it's for a cause. It's not that I'm being hard on myself. It's fair. Like, that's not what it is, you know. It's, like, actually, like, the right amount of, I know how to, like, learn, and I discipline myself and stuff. So anyway, my point is that, like, I have always been in a perpetual state of doing the most, okay? And I want to stop doing the most. And the way to stop doing the most is to just be you, be free, you know? Like, the right people can't come into your life, or, like, the right friends can't come into your life unless you're you. This is why it's so important to, like, even live out your like, chaotically passionate, like, desires and stuff, even with hobbies. Because when you can have fun, no matter what it is, videography, photography, you know what I mean, anything, paleontology, like, I don't know, anything with ology or ography, you can essentially, like, be you and really just be happy. Because guess what, this world doesn't want you to be happy. No, it doesn't. Nobody wants you to be to be happy. I swear to God, everyone's a hater. And when you can get over that, and when you can realize that, hey, people will only love me as deeply as I love myself, so better start loving and recognizing how dope I am, you know what I mean? Then you tap into a type of, like, genius or joy, which is genius, within yourself, that you can then give out onto the world. And this is how people become energy healers. Any artist is an energy healer. Like, anyone's music, anything that you like, if it heals you, then the energy is, like, good for you, you know? So yeah, that's something to keep in mind. And with people, this can be the case too. Like, you know, you have your favorite people in the world. Like, I do. I have a lot of favorite people, though. We don't talk about how many favorite people I have. No, I'm just kidding. I have, like, a few, like, in different arenas. So, like, I have my favorite artists. I have my favorite friends. I have my favorite, like, visual artists, and then music artists, you know? It's, like, categorized in that way. But, yeah, so, you know, how you have your favorite people so you can, like, learn from them and whatnot. And then they shape you into more of who you are. They help you discover more of who you are. And with that, you know, you can just like be more free and happy. You're not changing. You're just being more you, you know? And so, well, my favorite people, if we're going to talk about that, are, well, no, I won't list them because it's kind of private, but, but yeah, like everybody has, you know, the people that they can relate with, you know? And like for me, for example, I'll just name one because like, I'm a really soft person, you know, and this person is also a really soft person. And so I can relate to her like vibrationally and in terms of our like sensitivity to stuff. And, that would be Miss Ariana Grande, and everybody knows I like her, but it, you know, it's more than just the music. It's also the energy, you know, it's like hard to explain. But yeah, I'm a really soft person. I'm a creator and an artist, you know, and so music is like a huge part of the art that I make, or remake and vibe with. And so I like dabbling in different things, music wise. And, but more than that, it just helps to balance me out. Cause, again, I'm a really sensitive person, and it's like hard to like explain that really with words, because it's impossible to explain with words, because I just can't like even try to explain it. But if you're sensitive, then like you get it, like you know what I mean. And this world is really harsh and really hard, and we're taught to like hate on ourselves and other people instead of love ourselves and other people. So that's a complete wrong direction that we should even be going towards. You know what I mean? It's just not right. So we should be attempting to flip our consciousness into one of love, acceptance, and self-acceptance first. You know what I mean? You got to be really strong, you know? Like, the softer you are, the stronger you are, because you can actually like the sensitivity that you become, you become charged, like supercharged in those spaces with divinity, you know. And so that's a lot of like love energy or power, because they're interchangeable. And so with that, you can use you to heal, you know. Even to heal situations, to heal people, animals, plants, even parts of your body. I do Reiki. Ask me about this. Reiki is something everybody can do. People think these things are like weird or like not like common. They're super common. They're so common. Anybody can learn how to do Reiki. Anybody can learn how to do anything. Like, seriously, I am so over, okay, I'm actually gonna get a little irritated, because I am irritated about this. I am so over society in general thinking in one certain way. Like, oh yeah, social media is real life. Let me, like, hate on somebody for doing social media. Like, what? Like, first of all, okay, that's a whole other stratosphere. We're not even gonna go there. Even in person, people that are like jealous of other people and stuff and like what they have, you don't want like what other people have. Like, trust me, you don't. You want what you have. Better wake up to it. You know what I mean? Like, better wake up to that fact, you know, and better wake up to what you have, because what you have is so uniquely you. It has been attracted into you by you. So don't you see how everything is just a mirror, a reflection of ourselves, and we can really benefit from the world around us, from the reality of life we've created for ourselves. We can really benefit from that by studying our experiences and then seeing how they pertain back to ourselves. Hey, how am I creating this in my life? You know what I mean? What thought pattern am I perpetuating that allows for this negative experience to happen in my life? It can be anything. Like, let's say you're like jealous of someone or hating on someone, or you have a grudge against someone. Do you think you're gonna be happy? Like, you know what I mean? Happiness is, you have to fight for it. You have to fight for it. You can't be freaking lax about it. And worse, you can't be against it. You can't be against your own happiness. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? It just makes no sense. It just absolutely makes no freaking sense. Why? Because guess what? You have the opportunity to make things happen for yourself and change your life. Like, you have that opportunity. in many ways every freaking day. But you'll know. You'll know. And so are you going to take them? Like, are you gonna, this is a message for me too. Like, this is a message for myself too. Like, are you going to take these opportunities as they come? Or are you going to, you know, sit back, relax, peace out, and not do anything about it? I'm just being real. And the reason why I have to tell you this is because you want to know what? I have to listen to this too. I have to listen to this, okay? So when the information comes, it's for me more than anything. Like, you know, it is so important. It is so important, my love, my friend. It is so important to ride, like, good things in life, and to ride high frequencies, and to let shit go, and to not talk smack, and to not talk back, and to be relaxed, you know, and to make things a fact by, like, what you do in your life. You factualize things. Do you get that? When you think thoughts, you are actually actualizing shit when you think thoughts, because thoughts are freaking things, and thoughts will travel, and they will become places, interactions, people, relationships, money. Yeah. Even money, baby. Get with the program. You know what I mean? I really want people to understand that it is possible to learn anything. Stop associating with negative thought patterns. Stop associating yourself with your mistakes. Everything. Every day is a new freaking fresh start. You can change your life. You can reach out to people. You can apologize. You can not apologize. You can take back apologies. I'm just kidding. You can do whatever you want every day, and it's automatically validated and justified because you have the ability to make shit happen in your life. I want people to be empowered, because you want to know what? I was in a state personally of unempowerment for so long, and you can ask me about this. Like, I'll tell you about this. Like, I was in a state of, like, I mean, we all get into states of unempowerment. Every now and then, but it is important to ground, reframe, recenter, you know, and live with love in your heart. Man, I can't tell you how important this is, because then you are rich. You are rich, okay? People that have material wealth and they don't carry love in their vessel, they deplete themselves, they deplete their resources, they deplete their own energy. Why? Because they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. When you don't know who you are as being pure love itself, and you are trying to adopt other personas or identities, and you don't try to do the healing work or the stripping work of the ego, right? Like, when you try to adopt other personalities or identities that kind of go along with, like, yeah, I've been hurt in this way before, so this person's going to hurt me again. Or, yeah, I'm not going to trust anybody because that's what I'm used to doing. Or, yeah, I won't speak my mind or speak out because I've been living that way and I'm used to it. Like, when we don't do the work, when we don't challenge ourselves to break out of the stuckness of things, then what happens is we stagnate our own spiritual growth, okay? It is all about spiritual growth. And so when you stagnate your own spiritual growth, how's any other freaking thing in your life supposed to grow? How are material things supposed to grow when you stagnate your spiritual growth? This is why I just really, you know what I mean? People think relationships nowadays are about one-upping each other, or ego gain, or, hey, you're this way towards me. I'm used to you being a certain way towards me. I'm going to expect you to be that way all the time. And if you don't, then I'm disrespected. Like, what the fuck? like, what is that? You know what I mean? I really hate that mentality, because it's like, you as a person have the autonomy, the autonomous responsibility to be joyful all of the time and exist on the highest, surf the highest plane, okay, of love and gratitude, because we all came into this world as innocent children. Why would we not accept each other as brother and sister, right? Why would we not do that? Like, this is very important. It is important that we do this. Then everything in the world that is disharmonious with human life and human regeneration and spiritual regeneration and growth would fade away, like war and famine and homelessness and different societal issues that are real. These things are real. And nobody gives a fuck because everyone's too busy worrying about different things that don't matter. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. It's just, I hate it so much because we waste so much of our energy on hate when we could be using that same energy to regenerate empathy within ourselves. And you want to know what? Life is hard, okay? Life is hard, and it's even more hard for the people that are undergoing what I mentioned. And so we have the responsibility, like each person has the responsibility to make life a little bit better, first for themselves and then for other people. This is really important, and I'm not going to stop talking about this my entire life because I actually care about this, and I know that my podcast is not a normal podcast, but hey, it's what we got, you know what I mean? And it's important. The sensitivities of life are important to cultivate, and if you don't, you risk living a very numb one. And you risk being very numb. And numbness is no bueno. You know? It's no good. Because it's not good. I have seen the effects of numbness. I've seen it come out in very sweet people who become really angry. Or mean. Or they just are hurting. You know? And that's like hard. Because, oh my gosh, it's just hard because then, you know, you feel it, you know, and you don't want them to hurt, and you hurt, and everybody hurts, and it's just not good. Am I even gonna upload this podcast? I have no idea. I have no idea, but I'm just really happy for where things are in my life. I'm happy on the ground I stand on. I'm happy that I only explain how I feel to people, and I'm very direct, and I don't give a shit, and I'm, you know, real. It took me a long time to be this real. I think I mentioned this in the beginning. Yes, this is what we started the podcast off with. Is it's important to like communicate effectively as you and to be real in who you are. If you like to sing, sing. If you like to dance, dance. But more than that, if you have a problem with something, say it. You know what I mean? Speak your mind. You know, this is something that is really important for everybody to learn because, you will, if you overdo it, you will reap, like, consequences of that. Like, if you speak your mind, and if your mind isn't well-developed, and if your opinions are not well-developed or well-formed based off of an empathetic or universally sound point of view, and you just freaking speak your mind, and you, like, hurt someone else in the process, then, like, that's, like, not what I'm talking about. Like, that's not at all coming from a refined space. Refine your mind and then speak it, you know what I mean? It is important to speak your mind in a refined type of way. I think that's another thing people really should understand is that, you know, too often, especially on social media, oh man, there's so much negativity. People speak their mind all the time, and it's not good what their mind is speaking. They should really try to tame the mind before it speaks, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's important. So, yes. Anything else? I think that's pretty much it for this podcast. I love you. Thank you so much for listening and being here. I appreciate you appreciating me and appreciating this podcast. And yes, what else? I think that's it. Thanks for listening. I love you very much. Rate this 5 stars on Apple Podcasts right now. It's okay if you don't because it's still 5 stars anyway. And yeah, you want to know what? Like, I'm going to start. Well, no, that's secret. I can't talk about it. Never mind. I'm not going to discuss that. It's business shit. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. I love you. I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.